This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, and we're launching into another hour here where you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you want. We started the show and are still kind of in the midst of what is going to be news that's going to play right into Alex Jones's hands. This is actually, I think, ultimately going to help him, even though temporarily it may be a bit damaging to his ability to distribute content, because Facebook, Pinterest, YouTube, and iTunes have basically across the board banned Jones's products and pages from their systems.
Well, they didn't ban them. They neglected to give them a platform. Those are different things.
It's pretty close.
That's, yeah, I mean, you're definitely mincing some words there.
Well, no, because one implies that Facebook owes me a platform,
no,
and one is what actually happens.
No, but they give platforms to just about every moron out there.
Yeah. And they don't owe you a platform, but you're still banned from their platform. If they had you on the platform and then they make it so you can't log in, you've been banned. I mean, when I boot somebody out of the chat server for coming in and, you know, dropping all kinds of offensive things on the Discord, they get banned. The term that is used is you can either kick the person, which means they can come back, or you can ban the person, which means that they, well, would have to make a new username, and then they can come back.
Yeah. But if you wanna, accounts are free, yeah. So.
If you want to join our Discord server, you can do that over
don't they
at discord.lrn.fm.
Yeah, don't they have to use a VPN or something in the process? Isn't it IP-linked?
I don't think it is.
Okay.
I don't think so. Let's go to Greg. He's in Brooklyn. We can talk more about the targeting of Alex Jones. Was it a coincidence? Well, I bet Jones will get you to believe that it wasn't, and sure doesn't look like it. I mean, with all these companies piling on the same day. But go ahead, Greg. Or maybe it was that sort of thing, like a pile-on. Oh, well, one company's doing it. Let's just go ahead. We've been waiting. We wanted to ban Jones. Let's just do it today. You know, everybody else is doing it, the bandwagon approach.
What could it hurt?
Anyway, Greg, go ahead.
Sure. Well, I'm no fan of Alex Jones, but I wanted to call in and talk about libertarian socialism.
Libertarian socialism.
What is that?
Yeah, you'll have to define it, because I think that many people don't know what it means, and if they do, they don't believe that it exists.
Well, it definitely exists. I mean, you guys are spreading the ideas of liberty. The original libertarians were actually mostly socialists. In the 19th century...
We're talking about 19th century? Yeah. So they are unrelated. It's just the same term.
Well, actually, the original libertarians were socialists, and in Europe, it still carries that meaning. But in the U.S., it came to mean capitalist libertarian. So there's certainly a way to be against concentrations of power and recognize that capitalism leads to concentrations of power. For example, you're just talking about Facebook. You have Facebook, YouTube, Amazon, Microsoft, Apple. I mean, these are huge concentrations of power. If Alex Jones had real liberty and freedom of speech, he would have had his own website with WordPress. He would have had his own subscribers instead of YouTube.
I mean, and he probably does. I mean, unless he's incredibly stupid, he has.
And no one's taken down his website. His website's still.
I mean, hopefully he doesn't have WordPress, because I don't know if I trust them for that kind of high risk content.
Well, WordPress is just a platform.
Install
it's
a software,
on your own
but
server.
Not the. They also do hosting.
They do. Yeah, you wouldn't want to have them host your stuff. You'd want to have it on your own server. And I'm pretty sure Alex Jones has a, you know, he's got to have a pretty with it tech department over there. It's a huge site that he's got. I mean, InfoWars is one of the world's most popular websites. Certainly, probably magnitudes more popular than, say, Free Talk Live.
It also seems to be the case that you can only get that big as a company if you have government protections to do things like destroy your competitors. So, once you get rid of the state, that problem kind of solves itself. But then at the end of the day, if you're that good and you get 90% of the market share, well, then, I mean, good for you. Like,
I'm against the concentration of power that is, you know, Facebook and social media. Between Google and Facebook, you basically have the Internet.
Well, I mean, but Google is more of an extension of the NSA than anything else.
Well, here's what I'm saying. Concentrations of power, they like each other, right? You're going to have a honeypot for the NSA. You're going to have the honeypot for all these advertisers who want to know everything about you. I mean, we're talking about, look, if you want to talk about socialist libertarianism, there's a lot of things, that movements that are happening right now. Mastodon and all of the open source movements that you have, they're actually socialist, much more than they are capitalist.
They're not socialist, though.
Doesn't socialism mean, you know,
state ownership of the means of production?
Right. I mean, don't you have to have a state owning things, like owning factories, in order to have socialism?
First of all,
or is there some other definition that you're using?
No, you could use a definition that it's collective ownership of the means of production, but it's not opposed to capitalism. Like many people, especially in the United States.
Well, but those two things are mutually exclusive.
There's a difference between collective ownership. Wait a minute. There's a difference between collective ownership and state ownership, right? So, like, if there's an employee-owned restaurant, that's a collectively owned thing. That can exist in the free marketplace.
It's also an oxymoron, because if you own it, you're not an employee.
Well, see, this is the argument. This is the argument as it comes down. And it hinges on that one word. And the word is it state or is it community or is it collective? You know, whatever that word is. So when I went to school, I recall having to memorize particular things. That's why when somebody says, what is socialism, I say, state ownership of the means of production, because that's what I was taught at Bradenton Christian School. And now, if you want to re-educate people, I think you should just create a different term. If you want community ownership of the means of production, whatever that community means, and then it's voluntary, that's just a commune or a co-op.
It's collective ownership. So socialism.
Fine, you can use collective. That's fine.
Right. Collective ownership of the means of production. In fact, Melanie, I'll give you an example. What is the biggest collective ownership of the means of production in this country, United States? It's the public stock market. Collective ownership of corporations.
No part of that statement was coherent. That is not how the stock market works.
It's actually ownership of corporations.
It's not collective, because if I go buy more stock than you, if I buy 51% of a corporation, I still get to run the corporation. It's not, I mean, what you're describing is communism.
No, in practice, the people in the stock market own the corporation. That is,
the people in the stock market get paid dividends on the corporation.
Yes,
somebody owns
51%.
Well, it's the socialists that usually argue with this, with Wall Street and it's the stock market and all this other stuff. So why isn't it the socialists don't love the stock market?
I'm a libertarian socialist in many ways, and I love the stock market. It's a much better way than Karl Marx's ideas, because you can own any stock.
I mean, most things are much better than Karl Marx's ideas. But
right. But I'm
really
saying the biggest socialist institution in the United States is also the most capitalist. And they're not.
But that's not socialism, because you can't stop me from owning means of production because of the stock market. You can't stop me from owning 51% of a company or 100% of a company because of the stock market.
Okay,
you
good
can't
luck trying
me
to buy
do anything because of the stock market.
Microsoft. No, but it's collective ownership. You have to play nice with other people. There's no.
I see what he's saying.
He's
not wrong about this. It's collective ownership of a corporation. That makes sense. But to call it socialism,
we don't call it socialism. That's why
not collective ownership. That's multiple owners, which is different than
collective
ownership. How is that different?
Hold on. Well, here's the question, Greg. Rather than, you know, what you're doing is you're letting Greg set the premise here. Greg, what is state ownership of the means of production? Give me a word that defines
it. I don't use the word state. I use collective ownership.
I didn't ask you what you call socialism. I asked you to give me a word. We're playing the opposite direction.
I don't want
you to define socialism.
Fascism.
I want you to define state ownership of the means of production.
That would be closer to fascism.
Fascism is the state colluding with corporations in order to, you know, aggrandize both of them. I mean, I'm not saying
that's
exactly wrong, but, you know.
Totalitarianism. I mean, you could go on and on, but socialism doesn't have to involve
Venezuela, who everybody calls socialist and who has a socialist party in power, who uses the term socialism over and over again, that country is fascist, by your definition.
According to many people, including Noam Chomsky and others, of course, the USSR was totalitarian in many ways. You could be what I'm saying is libertarian socialism, which means there doesn't have to be a state. Think kibbutzes, communes, you know, 60s hippies.
So what you're saying is that
I advocate for those types of organizations, and in some cases they really work well. Usually somebody set up the company and then turned it over to the employees because the employees particularly love the company and that kind of thing, and that's when employee-owned organizations really work best.
Publix is one of those companies. Yeah. Hang on a second here, Greg. We can continue the discussion. So it's important to make sure that we agree on terms before we can even have a conversation.
Yeah, otherwise you can't.
It's Free Talk Live.
From the third letter of Captain Mark. The Crown's observation conditions us to be dishonest with ourselves. Therefore, constant surveillance produces a society of constant deception. Honest communication is the seed of civilized conduct. To deny us this seed is to deny us its fruits. But the Crown's primary objective is to stifle free thought itself, to make its subjects incapable of dissent. Seasoned pirates have always encrypted messages and codes and ciphers, so intercepted transmissions were incomprehensible. But today, the Crown possesses advanced tools of pattern recognition that document, profile, and predict our every move. Today, piracy requires hailing frequencies completely invisible to the Crown. We are tired of poltergeists in the static. Looking for a community of like-minded scoundrels, or just want some swag to let the Crown know what you think of it? Join the conversation at piratswithoutborders.com.
I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will bring network, economic, and technical improvements across the network. And the official Zencash wallet is available on Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Learn more at Zencash.com. Zencash.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We're inviting you to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We've got Greg on the line in New York. We're going to get back into his call, where he's trying to tell us about what he believes to be libertarian socialism And we're all trying to kind of wrap our heads around exactly what it means.
Well, because you got to pick one or the other.
Well, that's your opinion, and it's interesting, but we'll get back into
it. There are many people that disagree and agree with Greg.
We're going to get into it here with him, but your calls and thoughts are welcome. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. That's 855-450-3733. And Anarchapulco is on the distant horizon, about 6 months out, February 14th through the 19th. You'll be surprised how quick that's going to come up. Ron Paul's coming back. He was there this year and packed the house, man. It was like a rock star getting up on stage, watching Ron Paul take the stage over at Anarchapulco. It was pretty amazing. It wasn't my first time seeing him, but for a lot of people it was. And if you've never seen Ron Paul speak, well, let's be honest, your chances are running out. So Anarchapulco is where you can go and also have a really great time seeing other great speakers and just gathering together and hanging out with some of the coolest free thinkers, voluntarists, libertarians, and anarcho-capitalists in the world. People come from all over the planet to go to Anarchapulco. It truly is the premier the event, I would say, for libertarians out there on the planet right now. And you get 15% off because you're a Free Talk Live listener. And, yes, we will be there broadcasting from the event. So if you want to go at 15% off, just go to anarchapulco.com. Use code FTL like Free Talk Live. Once again, that's anarchapulco.com with code FTL like Free Talk Live for that 15% off. So we got Greg back on the line here in Brooklyn, New York. So, Greg, what I'm hearing from you, and correct me if I'm wrong on this, it sounds like what you're saying is you're using the word social or using the word libertarian as a modifier to socialism, meaning that the typical definition of socialism is as what Marx described, which is state ownership of the means of production. You're using the word libertarian to modify that to mean not state ownership of the means of production, but collective, voluntary, collective ownership, meaning that not everybody would be forced into that ownership under your vision.
Well, certainly no one would be forced. There would be.
Are you on? I'm sorry. Are you directly on your phone? Because you got a real quiet on me.
Oh, sorry. Is this better?
Yeah,
sorry,
that's better.
Yeah. So no one would be forced. Well, I should say there would be a lot less force under a socialist libertarian system than under a capitalist. And first, let me define one term, which you're absolutely right. We have to define our terms. What is ownership? Unless we can define it, we can't use the word in a sense.
Well, generally, it's the right to control a thing, right? The ability to control.
Would you agree with this definition? Ownership is the monopoly right to exclude others from the use of some resource.
It's close enough for me.
That's pretty good, yeah, sure.
I'm for it.
Okay. So the thing is, if I own something, I want to exclude others from using it, I would have to use force. Now,
but you wouldn't have to initiate force.
It's defensive force.
And if you don't have to initiate force, I don't care.
Right, it's defensive force in that case. Okay.
Well, but defensive is in the eye of the... Go ahead.
I said Greg is correct on this particular point. This is just a way to view ownership. The people in the government view that they own you from a standpoint of they own your labor, they own your property, they can tax you. It's just a different belief as far as ownership goes. You believe you own you, whoever's listening to me, you think because you control your limbs that you own you. But the state of X that in which you live believes that it can tax your income, it can tax your home, it can tax your, the transaction.
That's exactly right.
So,
that's exactly right. So people who are socialist libertarians believe you can own less kinds of things than capitalists. So I'll go down the line with one that you – I'll start with one you totally agree with, you guys. Sure, not everybody agrees. Ayn Rand's objectivists don't agree with this, is that the property of man's mind, the product of man's mind, i.e. intellectual property, you should not be able to go and attack a grandma for listening to a song that you created – or derive, build.
Well, I agree with that, but I don't know if Mark does.
There's no property there to be owned. At that point, you're making a claim over what's in someone else's head.
Well, some people, like Mark, believe in intellectual property.
I believe that intellectual property exists. I think that the current laws that surround it are all a mishmash and destroy the concept at all. So
So I'm going to reject intellectual property as
me too. Fine, me too.
Next. Down the line, in Bolivia, they privatized water. So people have a right to life. They want to live. They need to drink. You can't survive without water for many days. But in Bolivia, several years ago, there was this controversy. They privatized water. So if you can't pay, you don't get the water. And people were completely protesting against this. So would you guys be in favor, eventually, if you could, of private ownership of water and air?
I don't know what Bolivia did, so I can't say if they were right or wrong. But yes, homestead everything. Then there'll be no tragedy in the commons.
Well, okay. So I would say that humans are going to form communities, and communities are going to claim control over the bodies of water that are within them. So, I mean, I just don't know how to address that, right? Like, so if you create a housing development, you dig a hole in the ground, and water fills that hole, which it is one to do, you're going to say, that is our body of water, and you may draw little, you know, pie wedges of the houses that surround it, or you may not, or whatever. When you're talking about rivers or streams, you know, for instance, you know, recently had a piece of property that had a stream that came down it, and I would be upset if the property owner that was upstream from me just decided, I own all this water now. And because, you know, they just decided that water is
exactly
there. They can just take it all.
Guys, this is the thing. It's like homesteading is this concept libertarians have borrowed from John Locke, okay? John Locke, who basically talked about
homesteading. Okay, so you're claiming IP on behalf of John Locke over the concept of homesteading. That's not how ideas work.
No, I'm saying John Locke originated the idea of homesteading. Because he
I'm
wrote
pretty
about
sure
it.
That John Locke was not the first human being who was like, I'm going to use this land now.
No,
right,
but
let him make his point, though.
My point is, the same John Locke who actually coined the word homesteading also said, the same John Locke, if you read his works, that a man who owns so much land that he lets the vegetables just rot in the field should not be able he's misusing God's land. He's too much.
Okay, but I'm not an advocate of John Locke, so I don't see what this has to do with anything.
Are you familiar
with
the term?
No, but you're using his ideas.
Greg, are you familiar with the term Georgian?
Sorry? Georgism. In the 19th century, Henry George, this was a book that's, you know, endorsed by everyone from Milton Friedman to FDR. Everyone knew about Georgism.
Milton Friedman created withholdings. What do you? That's not any kind of spectrum.
Well,
Georgism was called by Milton Friedman the least bad tax. It was basically
Milton Friedman was statist as hell.
No, he gave statists ideas. I think is probably a more accurate way to describe it.
Yeah, he fought against statism for the most part, but he wasn't ideological. He was a consequentialist libertarian. My point is simply that my approach as a socialist libertarian to the water issue is the same as to the intellectual property issue. It's to say, look, you can own some water, but you can't own all
the community. But if I use water, there's less water left. If I watch a movie, the movie's still there. That the same solution doesn't work.
All right, stand by, Greg. We actually have a call on the line for you. Can you hang on?
Sure.
Take a call?
Yep.
All right, more here in moments. We get somebody in our Discord on-air call-in line room wants to talk to Greg. And if you want to join us on the Discord chat, jump on over onto discord.lrn.fm. There's an app, or you can just use their web service. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
USA Radio News.
Today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke out against a federal judge who ordered the Obama-era DACA program to be put back into place, saying it was improper and vowed to keep up enforcing his efforts against illegal immigration. The search continues for 20-year-old college student Molly Tibbetts. The reward in the case is now up to $260,000, and Molly's dad says the longer this goes on, the more he holds out hope that she's alive.
the longer we go without finding Molly, the longer we go without finding Molly's body, the more hopeful we are that she's alive somewhere and going through something that she can survive.
Your final numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 40 points to close the day at 25,503. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in here. The toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about so-called libertarian socialism, and Greg's on the line in Brooklyn, New York, to tell us what he believes that means. He's running up against some, I would say, difficulty. Some people in the studio here not necessarily on board with it. But we're going to get back into it here. I do want to make sure you know about Zencash, however. If you're interested in cryptocurrencies, you know, you've heard about Bitcoin. You know all about that if you've gotten into crypto. But maybe you haven't really taken the time to look into what they call the altcoins, the competitors to Bitcoin, like Zencash over at Zencash.com. Zencash has over 13,000 secure nodes, which means that it is one of the best distributed, strongest networks on the planet for cryptocurrencies. In fact, they've got more secure nodes in the Zencash system than Bitcoin has full nodes in its system. I think Bitcoin's at around 10,000 or so, and Zencash at over 13,000 of them. So Zencash is worth taking a look at, especially if you're into privacy. They've got zero-knowledge anonymity, so some of the best technology out there for privacy, they've got it with Zencash. And they just announced their super nodes, which will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. They've got some big plans.
They've got some. There's some big profits in these super nodes that are being spun up at this point.
From Zencash. Go and learn more. Check out their white paper. You can also grab their official Zencash wallet for Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Zencash.com. As we bring Greg on the line back, he's in Brooklyn, New York, and we do have Libertarian Banker on the line, Greg, who called in on our Discord chat. He wanted to talk to you. Banker, are you there?
Yeah, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling to tell Greg everything that's wrong libertarian socialism. But first, Greg, really good to hear from you again.
Before you start, I just want to encourage everybody, including the host of the show, to go to Wikipedia and look up socialism and look up libertarian socialism. And the definition of socialism on Wikipedia does not say that it has to be state-owned. It's cooperative.
But there's no way to accomplish what you're saying you want to do without a state is the problem, not that you're admitting or not.
Well, wait. What is he saying he wants to do? Has he said he wants to force everybody into ownership?
He wants to prevent people from owning certain types of property in certain quantities.
Well, let me address just that, and then I would love to listen to Libertarian Banker as well. No, I want there to be less violence. See, when someone...
I didn't say anything about violence, so this is not a refutation of anything I just said.
Okay. I'm just trying to say.
So, Greg, you have two words that can't go together here. I mean, socialist, it implies collectivism, and libertarian is about the individual and is voluntary. And Melanie hit it on the head there. The ideas you're talking about can't exist without the state, because you mentioned the stock market.
I'll give
earlier,
some examples.
You talk about the stock market, right?
With those are examples of stateless societies, okay?
You can't have corporations without government. Now, peoples are the ones that make the decisions in corporations, not the corporations themselves. And in a libertarian or voluntary society, people could have an agreement to share profits, but it would never be in the form of a stock market with corporations and ownership like it is now, not without the state.
Well, it could take any number of forms. I mean, people have had all kinds of socialist collectives. But I want to give examples today that you can tell easily are much superior to what capitalism produced. Now, I love capitalism. I think it's the second best economic system that actually organizes people.
Behind
open source science and essentially unrestricted use of information, completely ownerless. And anybody can add to the snowball. So, for example, when you look at Internet Explorer, if we didn't have Firefox, we didn't have WebKit, these browsers would suck. If you look at Britannica, that is a product.
Those are things that the market produced under capitalism.
Yeah. Well, look, Britannica was produced by the market. Encyclopedia Britannica is very old, and you know, it was a legend. People would buy it. Encyclopedia salesmen would go door to door, but today Wikipedia has way more articles.
Source.
It's open source,
right? And it's a private company.
Well, okay.
So they market improved, continuously improved products.
I pretty much agree with everything Greg says here, except his definition of what socialism is. For me, if we're going to have communication, then we need to create static moments in time. We need to create terms that are static and don't change, because. For me, the term socialism has changed. And the fact that the socialism page on Wikipedia says blah doesn't really mean isn't meaningful to me. If we don't have a term for state ownership of the means of production, then we don't have a, term to describe
that. So if he's not saying that that's what his belief is, I don't really think it's on him to create a term for that. But what you are describing, Greg, is something that you can only accomplish through initiatory force.
No, I'm saying less force. So Wikipedia, I can copy the whole Wikipedia. I can edit the Wikipedia. And by the way, the biggest wealth creation was the web. The web has open source. You can view source on any web page. So that would...
Okay, but none of these things are things that are forcefully distributed among all of the workers or all of the community or all of the anything.
No, there's no ownership. There's no ownership.
No, somebody owns Wikipedia. I think it has two owners, but somebody owns Wikipedia.
Well, they don't enforce any copyright.
They enforce what they want to enforce. That's their rules for their site, and they can run their site that way if they want to. I think it's a really useful site, but it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to whoever owns Wikipedia.
Well, we started with Alex Jones being banned from these sites because they were owned by these people. And what I'm trying to tell you is the future is ownerless. All these bitcoins, all these networks that are, in fact, I'm working on one, right? All of these things are ownerless and permissionless.
No, they're not, though. Like, you could own Bitcoin.
Yes, but no one owns all of the Bitcoin network.
Right, but you don't own the network, and if you acquired too many bitcoins, it would become useless. No one would want to play with it anymore. Basically, if for instance you create a cryptocurrency and it's like, I've got them all. Well, It's not a currency because nobody can do business with you. So,
it's like Pokemon. Gotta catch
them all. I don't think that you're necessarily wrong. I think there's definitely a communications breakdown going on here because I don't think there's anything wrong with the idea of a group of people putting a thing out there for people to then edit or do whatever it is that they want.
It is wrong, however, to call the stock market socialist because a bunch of people own in.
But if you're not saying that everybody should be forced into some kind of corporation or system, then I don't think there's a problem.
But Greg, do you or do you not want to enforce limits on the amounts and type of property that I or anybody else can own?
No, and this is where it's backwards. I want, if a person owns a million acres of land all over the place.
So do you want to make,
I'd like to hear him finish his answer to your question.
I'm answering the question. When this person goes to enforce, quote unquote, his ownership of land parcel number 8,972,000, and there's a squatter that lived there and is actually making more use of it, then I would say, don't. The gang of thugs this guy is going to hire, I'm saying don't enforce.
Okay, yes, you do want to enforce limits on the type and quantity of property that people can own.
I want to...
We're going to have to get rid of Skype, I think, at this point.
Thanks for the upgrade, Microsoft.
There you go.
Hey, Greg, can you make us a platform that people can use to interface with Skype that stops all these damn noises that come through? It's really irritating.
Open source, and you could do whatever you want with it.
If it were open source, unfortunately, Skype isn't. I know. I bet your banker has more to say here because it's been basically.
I don't care if it's open source. Let me pay for it.
I don't know, banker. Are you still? Hang on a second here. Let me dump this the Skype call because banker, are you still wanting to continue this discussion because you barely had a chance?
Yeah, sorry.
All right, stand by here. Was that Banker or was that Greg? Banker?
That was me. Banker?
I think we lost him.
I don't know what's going on. Something screwy. Stand by.
I just want to enforce that.
Hold on. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I think Ted Turner owns a million acres.
We're going to come back here. We'll talk about property, ownership, socialism. 855-450-FREE if you want to join us on the radio here. If you want to join us on Skype, I don't know how much longer that's going to last. We'll see.
Almost two.
We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out her website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. Michigan auto insurance rates are almost twice the national average. We need to lower costs, but at the same time, we need to protect the lifetime benefits for those who are injured. Using my engineering problem-solving know-how, I have found a way to lower costs by a minimum of 40% while still retaining lifetime benefits. You realize that 58% of my own insurance premium is due to state mandates? If we eliminate those mandates, our insurance rates can be lowered to near the national average. Principal Solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists, paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves here at 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And of course, you can bring up anything you want. We are talking about socialism right now and Greg's brand of it, which he describes as libertarian socialism, which you say, Melanie, those two words can't go together. And I had held that opinion previously, but as far as I'm concerned, if you're just using the word libertarian to modify the definition of socialism from state ownership to some sort of voluntary collective ownership, okay.
I kind of feel that. Like we've got terms for that, personally. Like, we have co-ops, we have communes, we have many things to describe this. We don't.
You're saying, why call it socialism?
Why call it that? Place. But, at the same time, look, if, you know, I agree with so many things the libertarian socialists say when they're talking about this stuff. I'm willing to live and let live on this topic, but it bothers me from a semantic standpoint.
All right, so I got Greg back on the line. Go ahead, Greg. Sorry.
Yeah, I think I found a good way to define it in 30 seconds, okay? Basically, you can think of a continuum where on the one end, you have the right to life. Everyone has the right to life.
And no, you have the right to non-aggression. I don't agree with that.
Okay, you have a right to life.
Let me give this definition.
Like it says in the Declaration of Independence, one of your inalienable rights is the right to be alive. And if you... if someone enforces their property right too close to you, like takes away all your food and water, for example, then I would say that society, that system, should not enforce it all the way, your fist to the guy's face. However, close to you, you could have property. But the further away you go and the more you have, and you have millions and billions of water, tons of water and tons of land, at some point, I'm going to say that the guy's right, who even you're going to say, oh, but he's squatting on my land. You know, but you own so much land that I'm going to side with the guy. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm not the Supreme Court, so I don't do balancing tests. You have one right, the right of non-aggression. That's it.
Well, now, I tend to quibble with the claim that you have a right to life because, I mean, at what cost can you force other people to sustain your life? Like, do you have a right to then force somebody, if you're getting really old, for instance, do you have a right to force your neighbors to keep you on some sort of life support system?
Well, no, it's the opposite. I'm saying society should decline the use of force against the grandma to take away her stuff.
Agreed.
Take her out on the street.
Well, yeah, so that's just theft. You can't steal. I mean, you can, but it's wrong to steal because it doesn't belong to you.
But you're violating her right to live. That's more important than property rights.
Okay, but you're doing status balancing tests. You're not doing philosophy at all, much less libertarian philosophy.
It's not status. I'm saying.
But wait, does she have a right to?
You just quoted a status document.
It's still not clear what. Maybe I missed what you said. All right. So,
I thought you'd fix that thing.
No, I can't fix it. I can't fix it. I can either turn Skype off permanently, or it's going to keep interfering.
Your choice is in capitalism.
Yeah.
I wish somebody would give me a better choice.
Discord is much better than Skype.
There's a whole bunch of video and voice apps.
Melanie, do you know in the 19th century, all those libertarians were against the state because the state was the tool of the capitalists, putting down the strikers and enforcing...
Well, okay, that's not really an argument to anything, though.
So strikers give me a little myth because they don't own the company and they act like they do. And that's a problem. You want to own the company? Fine. Work out an arrangement with the company owner and buy his means of production from him. Don't act like we've been coming to work here every day for 5 years, and so you owe us the ability to come in here the very next day. And no, I don't.
Yeah, why would I work and build up a company if you're just going to say, well, you own too much of a company, I'm taking it?
No, I'm saying that the state used violence to put down strikers, as well as violence to keep people hungry. So
yeah, the strikers use violence to go steal stuff that didn't belong to them, too. Maybe you should go read more into
violence
that.
By the state, though, by using this concept of property, but you don't agree with intellectual property. People use the same...
Well, because it doesn't exist.
Hold on. What I found interesting is we were talking about elements here. We were talking about land ownership, so earth. We were talking about water ownership. And no one's brought up air, which is one of the elements, and that is basically a socialized resource. No one acts like they, that we don't buy air in our society. And
there's oxygen bars.
There are oxygen bars, but we don't buy air. You have functioned today without buying any air, and all that air that you breathed in has been moved back and forth freely across property lines, and so air is socialized. But
it's effectively non-scarce.
You were talking, that's agreed, for now. You were talking previously, Melanie, about fire ownership and how fire is much like intellectual property in that you can't own fire. You can own fuel for the fire. You can own the land upon which the fire is. But if I stick my stick into a fire, I haven't taken any of your fire from you, into your fire, and got my stick on fire. I haven't taken your fire from you. I've just created more fire. And so I think the Georgists have an interesting argument when they claim that land itself cannot be owned.
But land is scarce.
Wait a second. Well, okay. We're talking about elements here. We're looking at it from the standpoint of elements. I would say that humans as a species, the best argument I've heard against socialism is great idea, wrong species. So humans as a species, we're all about territory. Like, try to tell the tiger that he doesn't own his territory, and you're going to have a really rough time. Humans,
exactly.
Also, we like territory. Now, what Georges, like Greg is saying here, is he's saying, look, you can have territory, you just can't have too much territory.
Exactly. And that's the only one.
But that's not a philosophical statement.
Oh, no, you're not.
That's a pragmatic statement at best. There's absolutely no philosophy behind that, and it is completely arbitrary.
No, there's a lot of philosophy. John Locke is one of the people that you mentioned, homesteading.
You know, no, you mentioned John Locke, by the way. I have nothing to do with John Locke.
This is an issue that before you had called the show, I brought up, Greg, about, the question of, when somebody has an amount of property they couldn't possibly maintain, doesn't it make sense that some societies would have arbitrary rules based on the feelings of those people in that society of, hey, that's not really fair. It would make more sense to give it to the person who's actually put the time and the effort into making this, into improving this particular property, to allow their claim to have some level of legitimacy.
Exactly.
I think there's a strong argument
well,
for
wait
that.
Wait a second, guys. I donate to an organization, the Nature Conservancy, which has bought a lot of land. They got a lot of land. And what they specifically do with that land is nothing.
Yeah.
And they manage to function, like they don't have to pay taxes on it, they're not for profit, you know, all kinds of stuff.
I think you would have a society in which their land is respected and a society in which homesteading
right,
would be respected.
But that has absolutely nothing to do with what the moral or the right thing to. Like, yes, there are people who would go steal your stuff. That's not in dispute. What's in dispute is it okay to steal stuff?
Well, Stephanie, I mean, you're invoking morality.
It's Melanie.
The land
Melanie.
That you're on right now belongs to Native Americans who were driven from it, and you arbitrarily gave your federal government, whoever you think gave you this deed to the land. Who says they own it?
Yeah, I think this is a question
don't
where...
You usually get deeds of other people's property from the feds, but okay.
I think this is a question where you can see clearly that morality is different depending on who you're talking to. I don't think that any one of those perspectives is necessarily
wrong.
Yeah,
if you believe in the non-aggression principle, then you believe in not stealing.
Well, that's your opinion that it would be stealing. It's your opinion that it would be stealing. It's his opinion
we'll
that it's homesteading.
Have it established that this particular piece of land
Melanie,
that I don't
Melanie,
own was at one point owned by an Indian.
Wasn't someone there on the land when, let's say it was conquered, and now you're like, well, let bygones be bygones. I'll take this stolen car, and now it's my car or whatever. How do you square that with morality?
Okay, well, with the car, you can usually trace ownership.
There's almost a guarantee there were Indians here before
yeah,
we were.
I think the argument's really strong. The question, at some point, from a practical standpoint, we're not talking about morality when we're talking about practicality, and yes, I'm the consequentialist here. From a practical standpoint, one must abandon one's claim for one's mental health and for society to function. But, you know, who enforces that abandonment? Because I can assure you, right now, there are Jews that want, Switzerland to give them money because their ancestors lost things. There are Cubans that want their land back from the Castro regime. There are Palestinians who say that particular piece of land is theirs, and Israelites that say the opposite. Oh my God!
Really interesting discussion,
Greg.
Thanks for calling tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. People have different ideas about property, and if they don't all agree from the get-go, you're going to have
shoot somebody.
Serious conflicts. Hour number 3 is coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency,
get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.